Sir, can you state your full name and AEC number for the record?
Yes, sir. Michael Anthony Zarpino, 208-099.
Thank you, sir. And good morning.
Good morning, Jesus.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. Did you sign that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. What are those rights? That you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Excuse me?
Let me say this again. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Alfilo?
Ms. Alfilo? Sir.
Mr. Turner?
Grady.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Sir?
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you. Sir, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Please understand, there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision that have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in the criminal ways of company as follows. Violation of condition 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your discharge or leaving the facility, that is the Pima Reentry Center, on or about January 4th, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Sir, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition 12A, is demonstrated by your failure to complete programming on or about January 4th, 2019. Sir, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two based on Mr. Disarufino's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal and being appointed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Disarufino, was released from DOC in November. Was released from DOC on November 15th of 2018. He was arrested on February 2nd of 2019 by Tucson PD. He has no new charges. He was returned to DOC on February 2nd of 2019. He has a CSEV of June 13th of 2019 that reflects 29 pound days. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated assault, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2013, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. In 2013, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. He has 2 terms of DOC. His CUIR scores are 4-4, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. Gang information, he's 7 minutes to be a member of the criminal street gang Barrio Hollywood, Bloods in Tucson. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, absconded for 18 days, arrested and revoked on the BOPC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Under arrest, 2005, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, assault with a deadly weapon, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, possess, sell, or marijuana, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile detention. There's a community risk score of a G8V9.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, sir. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence with your mother, Amy Diaz, at 1301 West Niagara in Tucson. Sir, you were missing from community supervision for 29 days, so did you live someplace else after you went missing?
Yeah, I was rolling around on the street.
The street?
Yeah.
Were you homeless or staying with friends?
Yeah, I was rolling around, staying wherever I can, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much homeless.
Were you able to find work?
No.
We have some programming. What's that, sir?
Well, I wrote myself before I violated. I wrote myself to the one stop. And I went to an appointment, but then I didn't go. And then my professors gave me some resources, and then I dropped dirty, and then I started using again, and then
okay.
I did my work.
I have some programming notes that you were assigned to task for the random drug year analysis. It looks like on December 21st, 2018, you're positive for methamphetamine. December 31st, 2018, positive for methamphetamine, heroin, and THC. January 2nd, 2019, positive for methamphetamine, heroin, and THC. You were referred to the ITH program. And I think that's about the time that you went missing from community supervision. So why did you break off contact with your parole officer, Mr. This?
Oh, man. For the exact same reason I'm here today, because I didn't want to come back to prison.
That's unfortunate.
The honest answer that you give me.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. It's unfortunate. We find that the parole staff is there to help individuals return to the community, and slip-ups and relapses are sometimes issues that they work with. But hopefully you've at least learned from this experience. What caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I don't even know.
They just stop you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Fellow Board Members, do you have any questions for you? I have more questions from fellow board members. Sir, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you do not repeat anything that you have already shared with us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you'd like us to know or understand?
because I have a drug habit. So, I mean, that's about it.
Okay, so the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like it was speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is in discussion now. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. As Mr. Disarfino just stated,
Mr. Quinones, he's not listening.
So you need to stay on the phone while we're having this discussion?
Aren't you just like a big speaker or something?
Oh, you were just holding it back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, just make sure that you listen. I won't hurt your ears either. So if you want to hold the receiver back. But again, this is an unfortunate situation. As Mr. Disarfino just stated, he absconded because he did not want to return to prison, and that is exactly what absconding did. And based on everything that we gathered, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but that's what we do in discussion. And I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board, warrant number 2019-W0303A as an alpha, our discussion with Mr. Disarfino, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or is about to lapse in the coordinator company, inasmuch that he absconded for 29 days and did not monitor his behavior in the community, and he did have more than one relapse with methamphetamine and heroin, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and reaffirmed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about June 13, 2019, which is just, I believe, a little less than 3 months or close to 3 months. So we encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community and also for dealing with your drug issues. We do wish you a successful and safe return to the community. So take this time to put together a plan, sir. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And we'd appreciate it if you just set down the phone and tell your CO3 that we're ready for the next individual. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.